Hi, everybody. This is Angel Life Makeover, and this is Andrea Dumbecki from AngelFairyHealing.com. I'm excited to kick off the holiday season with some angel inspiration. I'm also starting Winter Fairies. I'm doing a Winter Fairies class and reading subscription. I still have a few spots open for that, and that will close December 7th. So I'm still accepting people till that date. And the Winter Fairy subscription will have monthly fairy classes, fairy readings, and one full fairy soul therapy session. I'm excited to spend the winter connecting with the magic of the fairy realm and really appreciating the joys of winter, the gifts of winter, because I know we all resist that, especially me living in South Dakota now where the winters are really cold. I noticed I had a lot of resistance and I had to open my heart to the gifts of winter and really embrace it. So today's topic is about shining in the holiday season. I do feel that this month there are a lot of angels that are closer to earth. We feel the golden Christmas angels, the Christ energy. We feel so much light coming to earth. The veil is thin. I felt that even starting a few days before December, it was like all of a sudden I was in this state of bliss and I had really good luck. And it was like I broke out of stress, fear, suffering, that disconnection that I can linger in. So I want to really stay connected to that light. So today's topic is about shining your light. And that's about independence and understanding the nature of your soul. So let's connect with our angels now and really embrace the message that they're bringing through about shining our own light and really embracing the gifts of ascension. When we ascend, we are shifting into higher consciousness. We are releasing the mind, releasing the ego, and we are activating greater levels of our soul energy, deeper connection to our higher self, expanded light body, all kinds of exciting things happen when we do this. And so let's connect with our angels now and just be open to whatever messages they'd like to bring through for everybody today. I feel lots of light code activations in the DNA, in the chakras, in the light body, activating your super self, they say, activating your self mastery. What does that mean to you when we meditate on self-mastery, overcoming our own limitations in our life, or at least embracing our limitations as part of our life path, as things that we're supposed to learn and grow from, not things that are meant to crush us. They're things that are really inspiring us to stretch ourselves, to seek knowledge, to learn. And that is the path of the wounded healer. This comes up again and again. I resist my own suffering, my own challenges, but as a healer soul, I get challenges so that I can bring in healing knowledge and energy. Why do I have such a great connection to the angels? Because I knocked on that door so much for help that I got a stronger connection. It's not always there, but I seek the angels all the time. I develop that relationship with the angel realm to bring in higher codes of knowledge and healing, right? So what's your healer path? Whatever you're faced with, if you had traumatic experiences, if you have physical challenges, we're shifting our perspective today. And that's part of shining our light, is being the best version of us, right? We want to release comparison. We want to release any of those stories that anyone has got it easier than us. And we want to just be the best version of us and embrace the magic of our path. I see again and again when people embrace the magic of their path, their soul lights up. When I'm working with clients on a one-to-one level and I remind them, this is your life purpose. This is what you're meant to do. Their soul lights up and that they are reminded of why their spirit chose to come to Earth, to play here in this reality, to connect with Mother Earth, to connect with soul family, to build things in this reality. So part of shining our light is also realizing that we are new leaders. We are new leaders emerging, and that is not easy. We are looking at the old ways. We are reinventing new ways of living, of existing, and that really takes a lot of mental capacity, mindset, visionary work, because we can really get you know, run over almost by the energy of the way things were and the hypnotism that things can never change and that we are limited, that we are oppressed, that we are controlled. And so this is a huge lesson right now, is to rise into our own light as change agents, as manipulators of the matrix. What is the matrix? Collective consciousness, the realm of human reality in relation to society, right? The matrix is something that we have been born into. It's dictating what's possible in our world, when beyond that, we live in a realm of infinite possibility, right? We don't live as a limited being. So the matrix oppresses us, ultimately. I've been really working on this a lot, deep in meditation, how a lot of my suffering since childhood was caused by the beliefs of the matrix. Because when we're born and we're a little light, bright light worker filled with freedom and possibility, then we get into the school system or into the limitation of human matrix thinking. And that's kind of unhappy, right? You can only do things this way. You're controlled by all these systems. Versus miracle consciousness and the infinite realm of spiritual freedom and possibility. So I want to bring in these codes of light, these new energies that go beyond that energy of the matrix. I've been working with the matrix and how the matrix is a mind energy connected to the astral realm. It's very, very fascinating, this mind-body-spirit connection and how our mind is always connected to this subconscious set of belief system that is linked to the matrix. And when we can step out of the heaviness of that, out of the dogmas, out of the things that don't feel true to us, we can go in up higher into our own spiritual truth and really shine the true light of us. So my message today is to connect with these beautiful angels that are activating your light, where it's a great month to work deeply with the angels. They're closer to the earth. The golden angels are here, the white light angels. All these angels are very close to us and they're helping with ascension. So let's take a moment to open our heart and welcome their help. We welcome the angels. Remember, the angels always respect our free will. But if we ask the angels, angels, can you help me with personal evolution? Can you help me with stepping into my power and light? Can you help to illuminate my path? Can you help to alleviate suffering? Can you help to bless my life, my family, my future, my past? Anything that I'm struggling with, I lift that up to the angels. I know that I don't have to walk through life alone, that I have these beautiful light beings that are my soul family that are here to help me shift consciousness. And so I'm reminding everyone again and again lately that you are not alone. You're not alone in your problems. You don't have to be ashamed of your problems. Many of us are in the same boat of feeling limited, feeling afraid of the future, feeling certain things are impossible, or feeling traumatized by things that have happened to us in the past. So let's lighten that load for everybody and really help you to know that it's okay to feel those things and love those things as those deep wounds that you have as a human. And this is part of our evolution right now. Part of our ascension is that we're facing all these old hurts so that we can release that baggage and step into a more innocent, joyous existence. But that means a lot of compassion for ourselves, for everyone, and a lot of facing the truth of what has been done to us. As humanity, we have been wronged. I do believe that, but I'm focused on creating the future and taking my power back, right? We don't want to tell those stories that we're born into a negative system or that any power of government or money or anything else is controlling us. No, we are sovereign beings. So the first step is facing the truth, but then realizing that it doesn't matter because right now we are recognizing the true power of our light. So that's number one. We want to recognize that no outward force is controlling us. We want to take back our full power. And then we want to step into our purpose and our leadership. Each and every one of you has a unique, creative, leadership, innovative purpose in the full spectrum of purposes, whether you're teaching, writing, creating, inventing. You are so important, and only you can achieve your mission. You have soul family that will give you clues and inspire you, and that's great, but only you in the depths of your heart know your mission. And when you align with that mission and you take steps, the light of your soul illuminates. So I inspire everybody to step in the light, into the light of their truest path, and work with these angels. The angels of life purpose are coming through, the angels of our soul destiny are coming through right now. And they're like, everything's being washed away. Everything's being swept away. That's what I'm seeing right now. The things that no longer work. It might look like, oh, why did I lose that job? Or why are there no opportunities for me? Or why did all these relationships fall apart? But it's because the way is being cleared for you to step more into the alignment of your light, of your spiritual purpose, and shine on your path. So we want to look at the big picture, and we want to really bring in the wisdom of the higher self. Remember, we go through cycles. We're not always fruiting. We go through cycles of crumbling, cycles of loss, cycles of confusion. And that's all perfect. It's all part of the process. When we look at the big picture, it all makes sense. So whatever cycle you're going through, I recommend lots of self-love, lots of compassion for yourself. And really, the best tool is connecting with your intuition. What am I supposed to do right now? Baby steps each day. Having that self-care schedule, body, mind, and spirit. I remind everyone we're going through so much right now. It's really important to take care of your body, mind, and spirit. Get out in nature. Do your exercises. Drink your green juices. Do your meditations. Do your yoga. Take incredible care of you so that you can go through all of these changes and challenges with grace. So let's take a moment to connect with the angels and just bring in any energies that we need right now. I am feeling that many people are facing difficult things, so I just want you to really feel the support of your angels and just really letting go of the ego that resists whatever you are going through in your life. Maybe you're resisting it and that's making it worse. We just want to release resistance. We want to surrender, and we want to bloom where we're planted, right? Within the cracks. We want to be flexible with life. We want to really feel that we are united with our higher self, with our angels, with God, with this beautiful energy of light. And we want to connect with our own light, call our own light back. I'm doing lots of soul retrieval lately to call our own light back. I was working with some clients, and I really felt like since they were little and they were star seeds, that they detached a part of their soul when they got really into the human world because it was so shocking. So part of their growth is as their spiritual light comes back fully, they're here to change the things that didn't feel right for them as children in society. That's where we're seeing so much homeschooling, sustainable living, conscious living, because that's what those kids needed. I was one of those children. I actually was partially homeschooled, and I had a lot of difficulty in certain schools that weren't organic or creative. I really needed a different system, but it was really hard because that was the only system available. So then you face the fear of, what if I can't function in the system? Well, it's totally okay if you feel like you can't function in the system. It's because together we are inventing a new system. Many are feeling this right now. I wanted to talk about this to just release the fear, release the resistance, so that we can start to bring in the innovative ways of working, going to school, lifestyle balance, and all the things that we need as we are evolving so fast. So that's where we're seeing the great resignation. That's where we're seeing so much of a call back to the land. We're just seeing so much change happening with the societal structures and getting away from the corporate profit models that are not focused on alignment, rhythm, health of all. They're focused on the profit, right? So we're seeing that shifting. We're seeing that shifting. That's exciting, but I wanted to bring that up because it's a major issue I see. It's causing suffering and fear for people. So we want to just bring in the vision of the new earth that's going beyond that. How do we go beyond these corporate structures into aligned living in harmony with the earth and sustainable and supporting all people, right? We want to bring in those energies. And I know many of you light workers, you're part of this. You're creating new structures in different ways. So I want to just mention all the different light worker purposes that are activating, healers, shamans, people that will have centers, music, art, sustainable living, leadership, caring for animals, the earth, yoga, new ways of teaching, new money systems. There's so much happening, and I feel like I can't even understand it all because I'm more in the healer, creative purposes. I'm curious to see what other purposes we're seeing in the evolution of, you know, leadership, politics, all that kind of stuff. So bringing in some codes of light for everybody and look at what that means to you. Are you ready to shine your light? How can you shine your light? Really, when we shine our light, it's about letting go of the ego and stepping into the heart and soul of our true state of joy and being present and aligned and, you know, spreading that love and joy and following our beautiful purpose. So working with everybody's auras, we're helping you to awaken the light, release the darkness or the baggage that may be limiting you from being your true self or connecting with your true self. We're also decoding any things that we're unhealthily dependent on, right? I'm seeing a lot of clearing of codependence because we're being pushed into our independence, right? We have to be plugged into our light. And if we were leaning on something else, a person, you know, a job, something that was unhealthy, that wasn't our true source, we might see those things fall apart to really push us to understand that we are the light. And those things come and go. Jobs and money and relationships could come and go, but we are the light. We are whole. We are sustained. And with that said, I want to really say a prayer for everybody's alignment, for the right relationships, the right jobs or income sources, the right choices, because there's a lot of confusion right now because I think people are getting such, you know, intense, different guidance that they're having to forge their own path, and that can be intimidating. And then we think we're confused because we're like, wait, I'm getting this message to this thing that seems impossible. How will that work? So we want to really realize this is the time of forging our own path and stepping into our power and light. So I'm praying for all of you, and I hope all of you have a blessed holiday season. Please come and join my Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing, and I will talk to you guys soon.